electric. You ready? Welcome everybody to our June 1st meeting. Everybody will stand or let Bill Snodgrass will give a reason for it. And
Heavenly Father, we come to you today with heavy hearts, Lord, upon the hearing of the news of other firefighters who have lost their life today, Father. God, we are so happy and so proud that we live in a community and we have men and women who are willing to step up and just do their job, God, to protect us, the citizens in our township. Lord, we're thankful for them. We ask for your hedge protection around them as they go about doing their job on a daily basis. Lord, we're also thankful for the trustees, God, who provides the funding for training and equipment that they can do their job and be safe and be able to go home to their families at the end of their shifts, Lord. So, God, we ask you right now just to be with this trustees meeting, Lord, that your will be done. We just pray that the decisions made will be in the benefit for the township, God, and we praise you for it. Lord, we love this township. We love the citizens here, God, and we just know that you do, and we just give you the thanks and glory for that. Father, we ask you also to be with our military men and women that are serving in not only here in the United States, God, but all over the world. Keep them safe and let them come home to their families, we pray. God, we give you the praise in your name. Amen. Amen.
Can you stand and say the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Our meeting updates, we're still trying to get the meeting minutes up to date. This is official officer responsibility. At this point, she has not been doing them. Melissa is going to try to do them part-time, so it's going to take a while to get them up to date.
I think we're 10 behind.
Our guest speaker from the Board of Health tonight, Joe Mazzola. Welcome. You got the floor.
Thank you.
If I could, sure. Now you can do whatever you want. Whatever
can be. Turn out if you want.
Or you can turn out everybody else.
I'll try to talk to everybody.
Okay.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate that. My name is Joe Mazzola. I'm the Health Commissioner of Clark County Public Health. And I just wanted to take a chance to introduce myself and talk a bit about what we're doing at the Health Department. I've been in this role for several months now. My predecessor, Susan Tilgner, served as health commissioner for 17 years, and the health department's really excited about our continued growth and how we're continuing to serve the communities across Franklin County. So we serve all of the townships, villages, and cities across the county except for the city of Columbus and the city of Worthington. So we have about 450,000 people in our jurisdiction, and it's my job really to do a couple things. One, to the day-to-day operations of the health department, but two, to reach out and work with our elected officials and other officials across our communities to talk about what are the needs of the residents and how we can continue to serve the residents of our townships, villages, and cities. So I brought with me some information to share with the trustees, and certainly we can make more information available. But just want to hit on a couple of timely topics, if I could.
Okay, sure.
And I don't want to take up too much time. For those of you who don't know, we provide immunization clinics around the county. So if you or a loved one needs a vaccination, we can certainly provide that to you, either at our clinic at the health department, which is in Memorial Hall on Broad Street, and we also have clinics around the county as well. We do a low-cost rabies vaccination clinic for cats and dogs four times a year. The next clinic is coming up here in the next couple weeks, and that's a $5 for rabies vaccination for dogs and cats, which is a really great value.
Yeah.
It's
held in different areas, though?
It is. Okay. It is. And in fact, if I could, I'm going to do a little cheat sheet here. Here's the flyer. The next one is going to be June 23rd at Windsor Park in Grove City. So not too far away. We have them like I said, four times a year, and we try to spread them out around the county.
You find that on a website?
It's all online. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And it's normally posted in our lobby, too.
Okay.
Yep. Our rabies vaccination clinics, as well as our human vaccination clinics, as you say, are also posted online. And they're by appointment only, but it's an easy process. Just go on our website, make an appointment, and we'll get you taken care of. So,
I have a question.
Sure.
I interrupted you before. With pets, you know, you got the rabies, and then what about the other ones that they usually get, like from the mosquitoes and stuff like that, heart gardens or whatever, do they do that as well?
We do not. Strictly? We just do rabies.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a little bit out of the public health realm, but we certainly would refer you to your veterinarian.
Sure.
So, that's coming up here in the next couple of weeks. I want to say a couple of things about mosquito season, because it is mosquito season, and so we've already started our surveillance and trapping across the county to kind of, you know, get a sense to see if there's anything that we need to be concerned about, whether that's West Nile virus, et cetera. Nothing yet, which is a great thing. But right now we are just encouraging proactive messaging around prevention. So, you know, those standing water that might be in and around your property, other kinds of strategies to ensure that, you know, we limit the mosquito population, that we are really focused on that right now. So we do have some information about that on our website as well, and some other flyers that we can pass around and make available to residents as well. So
we've probably got some of those out in the lobby, haven't we?
Yeah. Okay. And just feel free to just give us a call if you need more. You know, we can make as many as we need to available. I know sometimes online's great, and then also sometimes it's nice to take something home with you as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to talk a little bit about the issue of our opiate crisis in Franklin County, and an issue that's really consumed a lot of our time, and I know a lot of your time as well. I want to thank Chief Adams for being here and partnering with us on a lot of efforts related to making naloxone available. We at the county level are really fortunate. We have some state dollars to make naloxone available to our law enforcement and first EMS and fire first responders. I know it's a significant issue in this community, and it's a significant issue across this county and, of course, across the state of Ohio. There's going to be a new community action plan that's coming up that'll be released hopefully next month to kind of really focus our efforts across the county to continue to try to make some progress here. I wish I could report that there's kind of better news on you know, in terms of what we're seeing in terms of mortality. But right now we're not. But we are, of course, making a lot of progress in terms of saving lives. And that's really been an amazing thing to watch, as we make naloxone available, not only with our law enforcement and first responders and others, but we are starting to do a lot around training just citizens about how to use naloxone. We've had several training opportunities. In fact, there's one tonight. I think that's in Mifflin Township. Where we are partnering with Mount Carmel Health System and some other partners to say, if you want to, you know, become trained on how to use naloxone, whether it's because you have potentially a family member or a friend or a community member that you might be at risk, we want to make sure that you have that available to you. So if, you know, for whatever reason that might be something that we would want to host here in this community, we'd be happy to partner with you on that. As I said, we've already done a half a dozen of those trainings for community members, not for law enforcement or for police and fire, but for community members. So we want to continue to make that resource available.
I see where Boston is going to put the lock boxes around the city and put it in.
So I'm not familiar with that one in particular, yeah. But we are, in the next plan, we are thinking about some strategies on how to make more disposal options available for prescription medications that go unused. We know that that's a source where folks, you know, find, you know, unused you know, opiates, and you know, then the addiction kind of transpires from there. So we're trying to figure out how can we get that unused medication out of the cupboards, and don't flush them down the toilet.
No.
No.
They go to the soda.
Certainly don't give them to anybody, that's for sure, but don't flush them down the toilet. Try to make it available where there's some proper ways to do that. But what we're trying to do is find out more opportunities for that to come available. So you're going to see that in the plan probably next month. So that's one of the strategies that we're trying to put more emphasis on. So.
June the 13th at the Columbus Training Academy of Parsons Avenue, they're having a class just like he's talking about.
Wonderful.
for that and the CPR, because that goes hand in hand. Yeah. It's from 6 to 8:30. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Polk is the one that's sitting there. Yep. So you know Jennifer.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Is that PM or AM?
PM.
Yeah.
Well, fire
early. Fire.
We take all medicine here.
Yes.
We take, you can get with us.
Great. So, we'll take everything. you have a process already in place. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I know a lot of communities do. So that's great to hear. I know there was a National Drug Take Back Day a few weeks ago, which, of course, is just one day to kind of really focus in on that issue. But we, of course, always want to continue to promote that there's opportunities and there's ways to dispose of that medication.
How many pounds did we bring in? 22
pounds?
Yeah.
22?
Yeah.
Is that right? 22.
There's some oxycodone in there. You'd be surprised at some of the medicine that comes in and some of the bottles have never been opened of medicine.
We continue to be engaged in that work across the county, and we hopefully will some progress being made, and I think that new plan is going to be very helpful. But partnerships like what we have here are also going to continue. So as you are, seeing this issue evolve in the community, please let us know how we can support you and partner with you moving forward on that.
If I can piggyback on your thing,
sure.
Everybody here has heard me speak a few times. Frank County Public Health was integral in what we were doing with the opioid crisis, and we've received over 180 doses of Narcan from them since we started this one last year. And I'm pretty sure we were the top seller in Franklin County next to the city of Whitehall, if I'm not mistaken, according to Shaddy. And unfortunately, it's never ending, and I know you guys all heard me talk about it, but the assistance we've had with Frank County Public Health not only helped our bottom line, because we were getting this for free, which is $45 a dose. So right there, you do your math. We've been getting over $10,000 in free medicine that's been saving lives, unfortunately, on a daily basis. And I say unfortunately because we're using it every day. Every single day. I could not tell you the last time our medics did not use Narcan on shift. It is every single day. So I want to say thank you again, obviously. We look forward to July when the grant money comes back. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we're counting on it.
Outstanding.
We're going to be probably applying for some additional funding from the state health department. There's a grant opportunity available. We're looking at that right now. It actually just came out this afternoon. Where we can bring in potentially even more state resources into Franklin County. So if there are resources, we're going to go after them, and we're going to make them available at the local level as best we can, so for sure. Now, I just mentioned maybe one more topic, and that is we're working on a new community health assessment for Franklin County, where we, every couple of years, need to take a snapshot of what the health looks like in our community. A lot of that is data collection and looking at everything from chronic disease all the way to mosquito surveillance. But part of that is also having community conversations around the county. And we're going to have 5 of those coming up probably in July, and we're going to make those dates available to you just as soon as we can, so that we can receive input from residents of our community to talk about what are the health priorities that they think we should be focused on for Franklin County Public Health. So, a proper community health assessment really involves that feedback, that direct feedback from residents. And so we're going to have 5 of those across the county, and we certainly would invite you and others to attend as you're able to. So we have the dates, but we just don't have locations just yet. And we're going to, as soon as we get those, we'll share that out with all of our jurisdictions.
Can you offer here?
You're welcome here for this one.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful. That would be really great.
Not enough room here. We'll move the engines out.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I'll take that back to our director who's running that for us, and we appreciate that. I think that would be wonderful. Great space. Those are just a couple of things I wanted to mention, but I'm certainly open to, if there's questions, if there's
anybody
things that we can...
Anybody got any questions? The board got any questions?
One thing I wanted to ask Joe was, are you directing the field? I guess you might say, not necessarily zoning people, but the people that travel through the areas. We used to have
a field representative?
Yeah, a field representative, kind of checking on you know, properties, that type of thing, and...
We just got a new one, Ralph.
Did you?
Yeah, they just hired a new one for our area.
Okay.
And I'm in touch with her.
Well, that was the information that we had originally got somewhere around spring, later spring or whatever, we would be getting a new field representative. So you do have an announcement on that now?
Yeah, I don't remember her name, but she's looking at a couple houses for me. But yeah, I can get you all her information,
yeah,
but
yeah,
she takes care of our area.
Then. Well, that answers my question.
Yeah,
we'd really kind of suffered since Melissa hadn't been around. I'm sure you remember her.
Yeah,
so,
I do, of course.
Yeah,
of
so, okay, thanks. That's all I had.
We appreciate you coming out.
Thank you so much. I'll leave these with
you're
you.
You're always welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome to bring the plane
thank
down
you very much.
Here.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks so much
all
for
right.
the opportunity.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Good to see you. Thanks so much.
Resolutions for bills and payroll.
Resolution 17-171. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves payroll in the amount of $167,434.75 and bills in the amount of $130,714.09, totaling $298,148.84 from check number 43016 to check number 43152.
I need a second.
Second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Make a motion to pass resolution 17149 through 17170, and this is that the board approves the cutting of grass and weeds on 1911 Marsdale, 3284 Dover, 3698 Plainview, 1723 Richmond, 1758 Harrisburg Pike, 1970 Marsdale, 462 Prospect, 3712 Plainview, 1401 Harrisburg Pike, 1765 Marsdale, 132 Coolidge, 1240 South Eureka, 830 Josephine, 1651 Eastbrook, 3712 Plainview, 2389 Valley View, 1207 Hart, 1976 Marsdale, 3534 Brookside, 1760 Richmond, and a lot on Hopkins.
I need a second.
These will all be cut and put on their property taxes.
And if I may, that would have just been through 17-169.
I got it.
I made a mistake and doubled up on
okay, that. So we still got 170 open then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a second.
I'll second.
John?
Yeah.
Don?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
I make a motion to pass resolution 17172. This is taking possession and the ownership of 1207 Hart Road from COCIC from back taxes.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Make a motion to pass resolution 17173. This is to approve to pay Midwest appraisal.
No, we're going to change that.
Let's leave that open at this point. Just board approves to pay for appraisals for seven property taxes, for seven property appraisals, and not to exceed $2,800.
I don't know.
You got $2,250 on here, but you're going to add
one more.
So it gives you $2,800.
Okay. I'm not sure of the company yet, John. I'll either go with Midwest Appraisal or...
No, that's
okay.
That's okay. He corrected.
Okay.
So there's a total of seven. All total in.
Yeah. Okay. Seven or not to exceed 28,000. 2,800. Mm. Sorry. I need a second on that one.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Okay.
Make motion for the purchase of a 16-foot utility trailer from Rocks, $3,624.
I need a second.
I'm sorry.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Okay.
Make a motion to pass Resolution 17175. This is another one that the board's going to take ownership of 3506 Brookside Boulevard from COCIC back taxes.
I need a second. I'm sorry.
Are you done?
You go ahead.
Okay. Yes. Second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Can I ask the board a question about that? Is that the lot?
Yes,
that
empty lot.
We had the fire there?
It's an empty lot.
It's an empty lot. It wasn't
we tore down after
yep.
we... Okay.
Yep.
Here's what we're talking about.
Make a motion to pass Resolution 17176. This is take ownership of 125 Florence from the COCIC.
That's also an empty lot. I need a second.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Okay.
Moving on to the building department, Melissa, I think she's got some good news for Robin.
The property across from you, Robin, 36, no.
3364.
Yes, signed the legal binding agreement. So by the end of July, he has to have something done or we're going to take it.
And in August?
August.
Yeah, August 31st.
Right.
It's either going to be done or it's ours to tear down.
So that means he has like 90 days?
Yes. Right. I've got the signed legal agreement, so.
There's a lot to do in 90
And if he sells it and tries to get out from underneath of it, he has to advise the buyer, and the buyer has to live by this agreement. The buyer still has, whoever buys it, has to have until August 31st. So anyway it goes, August 31st, something should happen to that property. Unless somebody appeals or goes to another court or whatever. But at this point, legally,
yeah.
We're going to take care of it.
Now, as soon as we take it, we can't get it down immediately,
yeah.
But just know that it'll be on the list.
And when we take it, we don't own the property. We're just taking the house down.
No.
We'll own everything.
We'll
really?
Own it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We will own it at that time.
I just had a question. So the clock hits... You know,
midnight
of September 1st, what happens at that point?
It's our house.
Yeah, it would quit claim deed to us.
Like, within how many hours does that happen?
Immediately.
I mean, I'm not trying to be silly.
Right. No, I would
see this man trying to, like, navigate.
Right, because we've been trying to do it for years.
By the contract, it's ours September the 1st.
Right, however long it takes the attorney to do the quit claim deed.
Right, now, like I say, it's going to take time to... Move the deeds around and get that kind
of
stuff. It's going to take time to get it torn down and whatever we do.
But once you get possession of it, then there's definitely hope.
Right.
At that point, because we've been looking at it for 10 plus years, so we kind of lost hope.
We may not be the ones to tear it down because it has a basement, so
yes.
We may hire it to be done. If we do that, we're talking probably $10,000, $15,000 to tear it down. So.
The only other thing I had was... The three homes that the board approved to take ownership of. Florence is an empty lot. Brookside's an empty lot. And Hart Road did not sell in two sheriff sales. So it came to us asking if we wanted it. I just took it. So we'll decide what to do with that once I get a better look at it and stuff.
There is that parcel you just picked up on Brookside is where that homeless man is living in that tent.
Awesome.
And so we've not done anything with that man because it was owned by someone else.
Right.
So he's still back in there, but the overgrowth of the trees, you can't see his tent.
Okay.
But he's still in there. He's
so
close to the creek.
Not yet. That's still not ours until we get the deed and everything.
Right, but I can get the land COCIC to sign a no trespass
right.
order and get him off.
Once we
yeah,
get a no trespass.
He's
no
housed
trespass.
Back there near the creek.
Okay.
We get a no trespass from COCIC. And being back in here in the restroom.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we just kind of left him alone because there wasn't much that could be done at this point. So
right.
You guys didn't own it.
Right.
He technically really wasn't bothering anyone, but now that you guys own it, I think he could go somewhere.
Right. We can take care of it now. Not until we get the letters. When we get the letters, we'll take care of it.
We'll make it legal, absolutely.
Okay.
These are the resolutions that need signed. If you can pass them down, there's two for each house. They're just letters.
Okay.
That's all I really had, was those three properties and your good news.
Anybody have any questions on the building department? Road department, Jim Stevens.
I had two things on the agenda, slotted for the agenda. Only one of them seemed to make it onto the agenda, but you already took care of that. That was for the House Bill 50 properties. I just want to give you a little bit of an update on the trailer that you just passed resolution to purchase. It had been something we had talked about quite a few different times in our meetings, and actually a motion was made here a couple months ago to go ahead and put our big utility trailer on GovDeals and sell it and take the proceeds from that trailer to purchase another trailer that we could actually be able to use. We were right dead in the middle of our mowing season, and that trailer that we did put on GovDeals did sell, which I had sent this email out on May 23rd to all three of the board members, Melissa and Lisa. Just bringing you guys all up to date on what was happening. That trailer did sell for $3,950 on GovDeals, which was a lot more than what I thought we would get out of it. We found a trailer at Rock's Trailer. What we needed to do was, because we have another older trailer out back that is kind of dilapidated and falling apart, that's what we used to haul our asphalt roller. I was able to find this utility trailer at Rock's in Grove City, Rock's Trailer in Grove City, that will be able to do both, suit both of our needs, hauling our mowers and to haul the asphalt roller. That trailer was actually $3,624. And when I'd sent the email out, I'd asked for permission to go ahead and take the proceeds from the sale of the one trailer and go ahead and buy the other one. And I was able to get some emails back stating to go ahead and do so, which followed the motion that was made prior. We still have in that email, I also stated that we had some people that were interested in the other smaller trailer, the one that's going to need quite a bit of work. And I had asked pretty much for permission, but I'm going to do it the right way now and ask for permission to either pass a resolution to go ahead and sell, since it would be under $500, to go ahead and sell our smaller trailer out back that we won't be needing anymore. So I'd just like to do it the right way and get the board to either this time pass a resolution to go ahead and sell
that one. Do we know that we don't have to put that up for bid, the highest seller?
It's under $500. We don't have to. But I just wanted to bring everybody up to date on what happened with that trailer. We already took possession of our new trailer. We're able to go two different directions, which you can tell that by looking at the amount of properties that we've already got mowed here within the last 2 weeks, and we've got twice that amount to go in the next 2 weeks.
21 we just added.
We just actually added 21 more to our list of 60-some today.
Make a motion. How much are you going to sell for?
I can't see us getting more than $300 out of this trailer. It needs a lot of work on the axles.
We don't have a name on that trailer because it's a homemade trailer.
It's just a homemade trailer.
How many feet is it?
I think that is only an 8-foot trailer, okay. Little 8-foot trailer. 7-foot trailer, I think. I'm not really sure. It's just a homemade trailer that was built out of
boat trailer.
Something, boat trailer.
Had axles and a deck.
Yeah.
At a time.
Yeah.
Just make a motion to sell spare trailer.
I need it. Come on.
You'll put out front the sign on her.
Yeah, I can. I mean, we've had some people stop in that's even done that it was for sale or you know, go from there. It don't matter. However, we need to do it.
So you want to leave it open to anybody? Sell the 8-foot spare trailer to anyone interested?
Anyone interested?
Okay.
I just see you put it out here on the street, put a sign on it like we've done before.
However, you all want me to
give yourself a date.
Give an appetite.
Give it 2 weeks or 30 days or whatever.
Hey, Jim, can I make a suggestion? Set it up the 192s. He sells that stuff goes quick up there.
Okay.
A lot of traffic up there. Huh?
Can I have a second to this motion?
I'll second. Now, the other thing is, Jim, if you have know someone that's already asking about it, you don't have to set it up front. I'm fine with that.
It's whatever the board desires for me to do, I'll do.
Well, I mean, if we don't even have to worry about moving it and setting it out, if someone's willing to give what you think is a fair price, then
I'll check with a couple of people that are interested in it and see what I can get. I'll get the highest amount I can out of it.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I'll second.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Don?
Is this a resolution to do so, or a motion?
Motion.
So that gives me the approval to do so.
That's right.
That's all I needed to know for sure. And then,
you think you can probably get at least 300 out of it or something?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Shoot, if you get 300, I don't even think it's worth setting it out front. Just say, okay, you got it on you today. Here you go.
Yeah, I'm not gonna argue with that a little bit.
No, not really.
But that, other than that, I mean, we're rolling on. I mean, we're trying to get as much done as we possibly can, but our list just keeps getting longer and longer. That's all
anything
I have.
Anything else? Anybody got any questions for the road department?
Yeah, I brought it up several months ago, and I haven't had a lot of time to come back to one of these. I brought up a few months back about the curve on Eastfield. I don't know if you remember that. Mm-hmm. Wasn't sure if there were any updates or any kind of progress on that at all.
Not really. Hasn't been a whole lot done with. You're talking about like with the speed and everything going around on that.
Well, making it no parking on both sides would be. It was the curve that you and I talked about. Yeah. That was pain in the butt in the winter time to come around. It's pain in the butt for fire trucks to go around.
If I remember right, we've got no parking on one side.
Right.
And that would be something that the board would have to entertain.
I think we said you come up with the measurements of where you want it to come from.
It would pretty much match exactly what we've got now.
Okay. I mean, it's basically one house that whenever they have a lot of people over, that entire curve that they're able to park on one side is full.
We go around it in the wintertime when we're plowing through it.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, it hasn't been as bad now because I think it's summertime, but I mean, in winter and springtime, I can't tell you how many times I almost got hit coming across there.
I would say if you'd have an address, we could go with that address on the south lot, property line of that house, and on the east property line of that address, I think that would be adequate.
Okay. I can do that. I can definitely get the addresses and do that.
You want to wait till next meeting to make a motion?
Well, that would have to be a resolution.
Okay.
I mean, we can go out and paint the curb yellow also.
That's something that's on our project.
That may be something we want to post that. It's a new parking regulation.
It's a traffic control, pretty much, so we would have to, it would have to be posted for 30 days stating in three different places that that's what we were wanting to do.
We can post it here, post it down Larry's, and maybe another place.
192.
We could post it 192.
Sure, we'll do that.
What address?
I'll just draw it up by address, and then
you want me to
go ahead and just draw it up by address and just post it and go ahead and go with it, or do we need to come back in 2 weeks to make a resolution?
You have to come back and make a resolution.
Okay. That'll work. I'm just making sure. What's that, Ron? You started to say something.
I was curious about those addresses. You're going to get them then.
Yeah. Traffic control would have to be a resolution.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like I say, whatever address you come up, we'll take, say, the south border, the south property line, or the north property line, whichever one you want us to do it with.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
The only thing I can see maybe possibly coming into play on that would be during the winter months, they're only allowed to park on one side of the road. So now we're going to be taking another whole section out.
Yeah.
But let me look at it and see.
The west end of Eastfield, as you know, is quite congested down there.
A little bit.
Just talking.
Yeah. A little bit.
Wherever you come up with on.
Okay.
Hi.
Any other questions to the road department?
I had quickly here, Jim. I got a call from our buddy Felix with Camp Chase Railroad. And, you know, we were talking about that drainage, the new lines, and et cetera, out there.
I haven't had a whole lot of office time. Ralph, I can get up and call him back after being out there.
Yeah, well, long story short, you know, with all the rain that we've had lately, he said it got to be pretty bad.
It got backed up.
Yeah, it got really backed up. There.
I went all the way back up in behind the casino to see if I could find out exactly where the majority of it was blocking.
Right.
And it's...
Yeah,
the only
said
answer he, we need, we're going to have to clean that ditch out, because I think cleaning that ditch out is going to really
help. Well, he and I talked about that a little bit as well, and I don't know what...
City of Columbus is not going to go in there and change it.
No.
That's not going to happen.
No.
So cleaning out that ditch on the backside of Harding. needs to be, that, just like when I told Mr. Felix.
Right.
I always want to call him Felix.
I do too.
Felix Under. Just like I told him, I mean, City of Columbus isn't going to change what they've done.
Right.
If he could get that ditch cleaned out, it's going to help us, because a lot of our problem is, with that ditch being so cluttered the way that it is, our system in Broad Lawn flows from Broad Street to the ditch, where we used to think it went the opposite direction.
Right.
With that ditch being cluttered, our stuff can't get into that ditch. Now, that problem with what he brought to our attention was all the way up in behind the casino.
Yeah.
That problem has nothing to do with ours.
Right.
But it would alleviate both of our problems if we could clean out the ditch.
Well, yeah, and he and I talked, well, I think one thing that all three of us mutually agree on, if that ditch is cleaned out the way it is, and the height of that embankment behind Florence Avenue there, or whatever that is, Florence or
Harding,
yeah, you know, there's the flooding aspect of it.
The water, I cannot see the water coming up out of that ditch.
You think not?
No. What brings up, what ends up happening and how we end up getting our flooding down there, and it's happened to us in the past to the point that we went down there, had to get into that ditch, which is a scary issue to do, get into that ditch and actually open it up where we have a 24-inch, there's an 18 and a 24-inch main tile that comes out into that ditch.
Okay.
When that ditch gets full, then it backs our system up into Broad Lawn, then it comes up out of the ground, up through our storm drains.
Mm-hmm.
If that ditch was opened up, that blockage wouldn't happen.
Okay.
And it would flow. It's not going to come up out of that ditch.
Okay. Okay.
In my 9 years of being here, I've never even seen it come close to that. What it does before it does that is it backs up into our system.
I may ask you to call him the next couple
of
days.
Yeah.
He seemed willing to get that. He was a little afraid what would happen. He seemed willing to try to get that cleared out, son. There, you know, the trees growing and that type of thing, you know. I think you guys, Mr. Adams, I think you guys, with your volunteer crew, had worked on some of those ditches, cleaned them up out there.
The whole trail's been done.
Yeah.
Well, it's the second Saturday of every month.
Yeah.
So, or third Saturday of every month.
Yeah.
And pretty much hit the whole trail from right there at Georgesville all the way down to South Eureka.
Did you? Wow.
On the trail itself, not on the ditch on the north side of the railroad tracks.
I haven't done that one yet, but I mean, it even the ones we've done are already.
Yeah.
That's a homeless camp. That whole trail.
It is.
Besides when I'm running on it and Ronnie's running on it, it's a homeless camp. So we're doing our best.
Well, I'll call him back and tell. I told him we'd have a little conversation with you this evening.
Sure.
And tell him what you said, and maybe you can buzz him in the next few days and talk to him a little more about that. So, because he seemed like me, you know, we got started, and you and I started talking about, you know, maybe getting flooding over there on Harding Avenue and everything, but. I don't know. I mean, you've got the experience on it.
If the ditch is open, we're okay in Broad Lawn.
Okay.
If the ditch is cluttered up, we're in trouble.
Okay. That's all I had, Jim. Thank you.
The only other thing that I have is to let the board know that I'm going to do something next week that I haven't done in a very long time, but I'm taking some vacation next week.
Well, I think you need to.
Will you be off all week, Jim?
Yes, I'm going to try to be. But, as always, I'll still have my phone on if you need me.
Starting Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No other questions?
Thank you.
Okay. Police Department, Chief Smith.
The only thing I have is the run stats for March and April. I went ahead and combined them so we could get done with this. 77 accident reports were taken. 117 citations were issued, 94 traffic warnings were issued, 89 offense reports, 1,237 dispatch calls for service, 437 pickup runs, 12,131 miles driven in and around the township, 116 court cases, one officer called in. We impounded 58 vehicles and released 41 of those to date.
So those others going to be released, or?
They're in the system. Depends if they get picked up or not.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Not junk cars that you know.
Not yet, no. If they don't get picked up within the time period.
Well, yeah, they will but be. I mean, what, when they went in, they looked like they were decent vehicles.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Okay, any questions for the police department?
Do you have the third shift up and running yet?
We are going to 3 a.m., so the only time she can't cover is from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Will it eventually be covered?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. As close to the first of the year as possible. So it is coming along.
You did good.
Thanks.
No other questions, fire department?
Questions all. All right, good evening all. First, we'll do our monthly run numbers. I have 783 EMS runs and 96 fire runs, including the one we burnt the roof off of this morning and luckily found out nobody was there, so that was good. Also, I want to talk about smoke detectors. Our neighborhoods, we've already got on Garrow area. We've been through Robbins area. We're on June 10th.
Did you get my ear reading?
Yep.
Okay, you must have missed me.
No, we were, David, I thought they talked to you.
No one talked to me. I always said, come in, put them in.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you were out. They were there. Yeah, we hit everything up there. Oh, and they were, so June 10th, we're going to go out and finish the northern part of the township, do North Hague, Fisher Road, and then we're going to move down to Broadmont. So if you know of any of those neighborhoods, we're going to be out again for about 4 to 5 hours on June 10th. And then after that one's complete in July, we're going to start moving here to the southern part of the township and start working in the Triangle, and our Briggs Road, and Klein Road, and Alki Road, and try to get all those done throughout the summer. So far, we've installed over 86 smoke detectors the 2 times we've gone out, which is outstanding. And those are of no cost to us, which is also outstanding.
Do you give a warranty on those?
What's that?
Do you give a warranty on those?
I can
use my bond. I have one that's bond.
Yeah, is it bad?
Yeah.
What I gave it?
Yeah.
We put 3 in your place, didn't we?
That's right.
Well, that's been, how long ago was that?
A couple of years ago. It just goes off and doesn't stop. So I have to pull the battery.
It doesn't like it.
One of those?
You need help. We'll get another one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll bring it in.
Oh, you know what? Stop over. Or I'll stop over. Okay. Well, I have to install these. Never mind. Don't do that. I have to install these.
One that you can just screw on.
These are different ones.
Different ones. Okay.
Yeah, of course. Nothing fits. So, anyways, June 10th, we'll be out to do our third one of the year.
Well, just remember, I'd love to have that. And
yeah.
If I have to set up a time you guys are around, or...
Yeah. Well, just... You know the number.
Yeah.
We make appointments, too. I keep telling that. We haven't had any calls.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, we haven't received any calls. If you know anybody needs one or you need one, give us a call. You don't have to just wait for us to come. We'll be there. So we've got them. I've got them in my car. We've got them in all the fire trucks. We'll come up and install it whenever you need us. So please give us a call. And the last thing from Chief Welch would like me to go over is our MDCs. Are those Toughbook computers that we've gone through and replaced, and they're about $5,000 a piece. We found a company called Mobile Tech Consulting out of Cincinnati. They refurb these computers they completely wipe them out, and they give us a guarantee and all that stuff on them. We actually need 2 because the City of Columbus said that our MDCs will no longer be... Our MDCs are the computers we use to get our runs. They were no longer... They're going to be obsolete by the end of the year. They do not support Windows 10. That's how old they are. We've had them for 9 years. So they've definitely got our money's worth out of those computers. They are not able to be upgraded to Windows 10. Those are usually $5,000 a piece. This company, we got a total for these refurbs for 2 of them would be $2,222.
That's a lot better.
Yeah, and they're double the gigs of a ramp. I'm not a computer person, folks. I'm sorry.
Wow. Say the cost again.
They're double. They're better.
Say the cost again.
They're better.
They're
better.
$2,222.
Okay.
If I could ask for a motion or a resolution to not exceed $2,500 just in case of any.
We have here, they have a price for a one-year warranty, an extended warranty, and Chief and I aren't sold on that yet. But in case we get more information on that warranty, on exactly what that covers, I'd like to have a little leeway on if we'd like to add those warranties if we are able to purchase.
What kind of warranty on it to start with?
That's what we're not 100% sure on. We thought they came with a warranty, but then with our quote, we have a one-year, a two-year, and a three-year. But we were thought that it came with a one-year regardless.
I would think it would come with some kind.
That's what we thought. And that's why I'm asking. So the one-year is $125, the two-year is $250, obviously three is $300. But we
per
thought,
unit?
Yes,
per unit. So, but that's why we're not sold. That's why the price is $2,222 for just the computers. But we're not sold. We don't understand the warranty yet, and I want to dig more into that before we buy a warranty that we don't need. You know, because it's just like you buy a car, they want you to buy an extended warranty, but you already have a warranty.
So the price for two of them is $2,200?
$2,222, yep. So that's why I asked for
the. And then the warranty was per year, the pricing per year?
That's correct. You can buy a one-year, a two-year, or a three-year.
Okay. That's so, 300, three-year.
$300 would be for a three-year warranty.
Okay.
You want to hold on that?
I mean, that's...
We can amend the resolution next time.
That's fine, if that's what you want to do.
So I'm clear, the $300 is for 3 years.
That is correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what we should do.
But I, honestly, I don't think we're going to buy a warranty because what we were told by the salesman, these were had a year warranty from purchase.
Right. Oh, okay, gotcha.
So that's why we don't want to just hand them $125.
So we'll make a resolution to purchase from the company's name.
Mobile Tech? Here, I have
Mobile
this.
Mobile Tech.
Is that mine?
I'll make copies for you.
Let's use that 170, is it? We got blank.
Can we not? Can we just skip?
We went through 149, 169.
I know, I already typed them all up. Oh, can we use that one another time?
Sure.
Let's do 17175.
17, what number?
17-175.
Okay. You already got that with your house.
For what? Oh. Okay.
You got all the way through 176 on the back.
Okay.
Right, 176.
Yeah, 177
then. Can I go 177?
Yes, please.
Okay.
It'll be dinner time up here.
That's the company. Mr. Coates, if you want to see the company, that we...
Okay. Well, as long as you got the name and so forth.
Yeah, I got it.
And this here price down here is what with warranty?
Yes, he chose.
$3,100.
Did you talk to him?
No, I talked
to him. This price over here at $3,100.
$3,100 is if you buy all of this stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So this is ours. Yeah.
We're not going to exceed $2,222.
Well, you might want to give him $300 leeway on the warranty, you think? Or do you think?
Whatever you guys are comfortable with. Like you said, we can amend it.
Yeah.
Back and amend it in 2 weeks. They buy the warranty. Well, they're not talking about the long. The way they're talking, they're not interested.
Okay. I don't think we're interested in warranty.
Just to purchase, okay.
$2,200.
Yeah. And when we need you, we'll come back and amend it the next time. Okay. Need a second.
Any second?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And the last thing, update, since we're selling things, the Dodge Durango is up to $187. And that auction is over tomorrow.
I told you, Chief Welch, we'll get $2,000 of that thing.
Well, we got a long way to go. We got about $1,713 to
yeah,
get there.
Right.
So,
when's your bids run
tomorrow.
Out? Tomorrow.
So maybe everybody's sitting and waiting for that
it may be. We'll have a rush on it.
Any questions from the audience? Pardon.
Thank you all.
John, do you have anything?
Haven't heard anything from the county commissioners yet. And when they were here, when Kevin was here, he was going to get back with me to set up an appointment. So I'm still working forward, but I have no new news.
I'd like to make everybody aware. Remember that Juanita Kaufman Awards are going to be in July the 13th. At 5 o'clock is the deadline. If anybody has any nominations, let's make sure we get them in. Ralph?
Just wait to find out. With that big email we had from relatives of the insurance and everything, what are we going to do about that?
I sent him back, and he's going to give us some further information. He may come out on it.
Okay. He's going to do what, sir?
He may come out on it.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you'll let us know when he gets back. Okay. That's about the only thing I have right now.
Any questions from the audience? No question. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
John? Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.